So, please settle in a comfortable position. You might do that lying down, or you can do that sitting. Just find a position that is supportive and is easing you into this meditation. Body scan, which is meant to feel inside your body and have like a journey of sensations through different regions in your body. So, first of all, just realize, where is my body in this present moment? Where is contact to the ground, the mat, or the chair? Is there any overall sensation? Sitting or lying. Maybe you feel your breathing. And if you pick up that breathing in and breathing out, you're filling yourself and then letting out the air. Maybe you want to let go tension with every out-breath. Tension you don't need at this point in your body. Let yourself sink in a little deeper with each out-breath. Now, with a body scan, we want to visit different regions. Like with that beam of attention, as it is the beam of a scan. And so I'm inviting you to let that beam of your intention slowly go down and start at your feet. Doing that on both sides simultaneously. So just check into your feet, your toes. Is there any sensations at this point? Can you feel them? And what do you feel? Maybe qualities like warm or cold, the touch of a sock or a shoe. Or a blanket. And in case it's certain regions in your body you don't feel a whole lot, that's totally okay. It's just trying to feel into and pick up whatever there is as a sensation. Take the soles of your feet. Your ankle. And then both the left and the right foot as a whole, and pick up all you can sense there. And throughout this journey through your body, I'm sure you will encounter thoughts or other sounds or other sensations. That is okay too. That's how our brain works. And then you can realize that as a moment of mindfulness. And then return to the invitations I'm giving you for the next region of your body to examine, which now is your legs. You can slowly move up that beam of your attention. Your lower leg, and you will meet your knees. Joints that sometimes give aches or show signs of old injuries. Your upper leg with a lot of muscles. And up to your hips. And now you can get a feeling of your left leg from the hip joint down to your toes as a whole, and also the right leg. And just pick up whatever sensations you can find in your legs. From there on, you're encountering your pelvis. Are there any sensations at this point to be picked up? Most likely your buttocks, noticing pressure and giving up weight in the contact. You can feel inside your abdomen. Check whether there is anything to be felt at that point. Sometimes there are movements. Sometimes even sounds come from there. Maybe it's just quiet. Sometimes there is tension. Or just the slight movements with breathing. Then you will meet your chest. Again, maybe there is that movement of the breath that you can notice when it's widening and turning in again. Maybe there are some overall sensations about tightness in your chest, or it's open and wide. Maybe you sense some of the flow of the air or your heart beating. Maybe not. Just feel whatever there is to be felt in that chest area of yours. Then from there, you want to move to your back and maybe start where the spine is originating from the pelvis. You meet your lower back. You can see how that feels at that point. Often there's a lot of energy throughout the day stored there. Sometimes turns into an aching part of your body. So how is it at this present moment in your lower back? Then you're moving along the spine to your middle part of the back and up to your shoulders. Can check whether there's tension or whether there's softness in your muscles in the back or anything in between. And then discovering your arms. From the shoulders, you can have your upper arm and elbow joints. Lower part of the arm. And then meeting your hands. Again, maybe there's warmth. Or maybe they are cold or anywhere in between. Maybe other sensations. Just pick up whatever there is. And so you can get sensation of your whole left arm from your fingertips to your shoulder joints, and also of your right arm, fingertips to shoulder. That's these arms of mine. That's how they feel at this point. Maybe they're light, maybe they're heavy, or somewhere in between. Once you're back up at your shoulders, the next part you will meet is your neck. And again, a region that stores up a lot of tension when we are in stress or uptight. So just check in. How is my neck at this very moment? Is it soft? Is it tight? Is it even hurtful tight? And then you can continue up, meeting your head, back of your head. Also reach in, sometimes giving signs of tension. Or stress. Can you sense whether you have hair or not? Moving up to your forehead and checking in whether it's soft and smooth or in tension. As well as your eyelids and eyes are. And slowly discovering the rest of your face, nose, cheeks, ears, lips, and your mouth. And with lips and your lower jaw, you can also examine, is there any tension? Is that hard and tense or is it soft, smooth? And just how does the whole of your head feel at this point in your face? And from there on, again, in the body as a whole, with the neck and shoulders, arms, upper and lower, body and back, legs. Let yourself rest in this home of your body, just as it is right now. Maybe areas with discomfort or comfort or tension or not. And again, sense your breathing. Maybe you want to have that breath flow through all of your body parts. Breathe in and fill yourself. Breathe out and let loose of any tensions that you can lose at this point. Then when the bell will ring shortly, you might check whether there is any impulse in your body to move something, to stretch, do whatever it wants or needs at that point.